Tonight on Gotham, Barbara got magic, and Gordon and Sophia got shot. Come on with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
It's about to get...
Circa 02 in here. What? 0205? Was that in high school? I don't
remember. Might be 05.
But it's just this classic. Feels,
I love this.
This feels like a high school dance.
If you haven't revisited this music video, it's worth it. It's
with,
pretty
like,
great.
Non-alcoholic punch.
Yes.
We're not live, right? We're just playing the music?
No, we're just riffing. Cool. We're just enjoying this moment.
Hello,
together.
Everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's coverage of Gotham Season 4, Episode 15. We're going to break it all down for you. I like to start where we begin, but before we get to Barbara and her magic powers and or holding the spirit of, words, the person that she's holding the spirit
of. The Raj?
Yes, the Raj. The she's Raj. Holding the great, yes. Mighty Raj.
That sounds dirty.
How's everybody feeling?
The Raj.
I feel like everything just sounds dirty.
By the way, I'm Steve Kaufman. On my far left, Carla Beltran is with us. To her left, Zach Peters with her. To my left, Joelle Monique is... with us. They're all with us. They're all with you. Let us know in the chat what's going down.
Bow down.
How'd everybody feel about this episode?
So many twists and turns that we've been waiting for. It was delicious.
It delivered all the goodies that I needed. All the goodies.
It really did. I feel like last week I thought it was amazing, and then today was just like the climax. I was like, where were this? Like, where were you guys? Like, what? It was so much to take in. I loved it so much.
We're most certainly, like, into the thick of this season.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
And, like, I think direction-wise, I think we're real good to know where we're headed, where we're going, mm-hmm. what's happening. But I'm just going to start off with a question, because we all watched the end of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Who here thinks Barbara still has powers?
Me?
I do. You don't think Barbara still has powers? We saw her hands glowing, Carla.
I don't think it's Barbara anymore.
Okay, so my second question, Carla, do you think that Ra's al Ghul lives?
Yes.
Inside of Barbara?
Yes.
Yes.
Boo, I don't definitely. Like that theory at all. No, boo.
I don't
and
like
that.
And
she has residual powers.
I don't like. I think
she has.
I don't like that, but I can see it happening.
She is.
I don't like it.
She's Professor Quirrell powers.
But we already saw Barbara had powers on her own when Raj was still alive.
Look, we already had Ivy reborn. I don't need another rebirth with a different body and a different mind. Like, don't mess with my Barbara. Don't take her away from me. I will fight you, Gotham writers.
We finally got to a place where, like, Barbara's, like, good. You know what I mean? And I don't mean good in the sense of, like, good versus evil. I mean good as in, like, she's mostly within her right mind.
Yeah.
She's running a company. Like, you know, she's out of the arms dealing and more into the, like, you know, backroom smuggling and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just like this Barbara so much. We've been through so many ups and downs together that to now switch her to Raj... I'm not gonna. Well, it would piss me off.
Maybe next week we get her having an internal struggle with Ra's.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, he eventually somehow leaves.
No, I don't like it. I prefer to believe that Raj is back in his own physical form, hunting her somewhat beyond the grave, and he'll be back in our, like, physical presence in, like, an episode or two.
I want that a lot.
That would be better.
I feel like it's just gonna be Nygma all over again, just with Raj inside of her.
Okay, all right.
That sounded weird.
But I got you.
That's not what I meant to y'all.
Out.
Get out them dirty snaps. That's not what I meant. But I think what I like, I don't know. I have faith in this show to do something pretty cool.
Yeah.
I hope that either his essence is inside of her
and
she has his magic, and that somehow his essence can escape, but she maintains magic.
Sorry, chicks are fighting on my phone.
They're still fighting on your phone.
That's the woman in Joelle coming out right now. That's her internal voice fighting.
That was the internal voice.
Those are Joelle's dirty snaps, y'all.
Oh my god. Yeah, truly.
But
Russian reality TV is where it's at. If you don't know, you're missing out.
You sent me the link. I'm aware. I am so aware. No, but that's... So I think that's what it, how are we feeling about Grundy not being Grundy, like just being Butch again?
Yawn.
Really?
I'm kind of with Zach on this, which is rare because we're almost rarely on the same side, but like Grundy was kind of like dope and had all of these specific challenges that he had to overcome and like connect with, and it made him very interesting.
Yeah.
Whereas the only thing Butch was ever really good for is like, hi Tabby, what's up Tabby? Like, and that was cute and sweet for a while, but now I'm kind of bored with it, and I liked him trying to find himself. So I'm hoping mm-hmm. that we get him a significant challenge, or their relationship mm-hmm. a significant challenge, because otherwise it's kind of Snoozeville.
Also, Butch was good for what I would like to call webisode conflicts, which would be like off screen. Like it's an opening scene. He's beating someone up. And it took him 3 weeks to get this lead that he then hands off to another character. They run with it, and that's the whole episode. Totes. Like, I call it webisode stakes. Mm-hmm. Like, Butch is usually good for those. So I'm hoping he doesn't get webisode stakes. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping he gets, like, actual stuff to move forward
with. Like a full filet mignon steak.
Yes. Exactly. Like a good, like a boomerang steak.
Mm.
Like a $90. Ribeye. Yes. I think we're done with the steak. The steak out.
New York strip. I don't know how to play this game. I'm really bad at it.
So, let's just jump into Gordon. We're going to transition
because
there wasn't a lot to talk about with Barbara other than she...
I could talk about Barbara for hours. Don't even go there.
Agreed. But like, within the context of this episode, we only got two scenes. So
I could talk about her hair. I could talk about her outfit. I could talk about her powers.
Her outfit was pretty good today.
I can talk about her headaches. I can give her a good natural remedy. Girl, take some magnesium.
But I want to hear Carlos' thoughts on Gordon, because when I didn't watch the episode with the guys, but when I walked in, Carla Chase was doing some like gymnastics moves. She was having feelings.
She was working out her Botox.
I really was. Well, I was like, I don't know. This episode for me, I love Gordon, as most of you guys already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Lee. And I didn't really like the fact that that Gordon was shot so many times, but I don't know.
you're having trouble with the realism of Gotham?
I guess that's an easy way to put it.
I think we struggle with that sometimes. Yeah. We have a saying around here. It's called "It's Gotham." Yeah.
But I really liked his response to Sophia when he told her to go to hell. I thought that was like perfect, and I love that Lee came to save the day, because, as I've always said, Lee's endgame. And we all know it, and it's going to come true. And I was very happy.
Okay.
Zach just over here, just no.
I enjoyed the moment by which we weren't positive Lee was rushing to the scene in enough time to actually save the day. And Bullock was getting shot up like a lot.
Yeah.
Because Gotham, for all we joke about, like Gotham, usually when someone gets shot more than twice, they die.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So like, I understand that Gordon's the one where that happens, but like there's the level of like, okay. Because, like, they're not going to kill Gordon.
Yeah.
It's Gotham. They might just kill Gordon. That happens.
She shot him a lot.
Like, at least 4 times he got shot.
Yeah.
In, like, fairly fatal places. Yeah. Minus the head. Like, in this episode, I guess, unless you're shot in the head, you live.
Yeah.
You know, but I think his heart is taking such a beating over the seasons that it could take a few bullets from Sophia.
Actually, I don't think that Sophia got shot in the head and she's in a coma. She's fine.
Well.
Fine, spoiler. In a coma are like,
spoiler on the episode you watched.
I don't know about that. But I feel like
it's not a
spoiler. I'm still not 100% like, so where do we think Lee is at? Like, so she's out here saving Gordon and also bashing hands. What's happening?
Wait, while we're talking about Lee, can I just say I have hated Lee so much, and I've said it every week, and this week I actually liked her.
You like her because she stepped into her full villain. Everyone had their Oprah on A Wrinkle in Time moment. Like, when Oprah shows up giant, you're like, this is how Oprah is always supposed to be. Like, this is her, she's reached her true form. Someone got it right. And I feel like a lot of that happened this week. I was like, damn, this is the Lee I've always wanted but didn't know I wanted. Like, she was back being a doctor, like, I wanted the long hair, I wanted the trench coat, I wanted angry, like, hand smashing, shooting guns, like, 40s noir style. I wasn't prepared, but I like it. But I'm also confused as to what her motivations are now. Like, does she think Gordon owes her one? You know? Like, because is she still going to be ruling the underground, but you're friendly on good terms with the cops? Like, what?
Yes, because she took care of him.
Yeah. I don't think that she's going to think he owes her anything, because in any case, he delivered Sophia to her, which is kind of what she wanted.
That's true.
And, I just don't see her. Like,
well, and she doesn't strike me as that vindictive. I will point out, because we're talking about Lee, and I don't think I've actually said this on this show, but I think Lee, in the scope of season one to now, has had the most ridiculous but realistic arc of any character on the show.
It's true. Most of Lee's problems are very grounded in reality. Like, you know, she had the miscarriages, her husband died, so she was like a young widow. I don't know so much about the crying boss thing, but yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, but from season one, where I think I was on record when she came in. When she came in, and I think the second half of season one, where she came in as just like this super wholesome, super nice doctor around the GCPD, I was genuinely like, she's evil. She's evil, y'all. Like, no one's that nice.
It's true, especially in Gotham. It's confusing.
So much so that I think I willed it into existence, that I don't think that was the plan. And then they're like, ah.
You know, with Lee, though, it kind of makes sense. When you have a love interest, especially in a crime show, like, either they're, like, the doting at-home wife who's like, I'm worried about you and I'm scared, and then they're off doing, like, I don't know, prescription drugs or fighting with teachers at school, or they're involved in the job benefit of it and things go sideways super fast. And we didn't get, like, an Elliot Stabler kind of, you know, trajectory with these guys. So it makes sense that she went the evil route, so now they're on opposite sides and can their love endure sort of situation. I like it.
So how long do we shelf Sophia?
For some time. Probably for the rest of the season.
Probably, yeah, I think that too.
Or until the end of the season.
Yeah, that big reveal at the end. She could totally be the one who just pops back up. We're like, no, Sophia! It was part of my plan the whole time. She could totally pull a Penguin from last season where you're like, oh my god, you had this in the bag. Like, it was scary and touch and go, but you knew what was up.
Yeah, I think I buy that.
I mean, you buy that she like knew she was going to get shot in the head.
No,
like,
I buy that. No, I buy that. No, I buy that.
That's all part of her evil plan.
No, I buy that.
She wanted to fall into a coma.
I buy that she's not going to wake up from a coma until whoever the big bad moving forward from next week to the end of the season is.
I hope it's not Ivy. Just please, baby,
don't
Jesus.
Let it be Ivy.
I will light the Jesus candles. I'll bow down to Buddha. I'll do it all just save.
Zero Ivy.
Zero Ivy. That's what I think I liked so much about this episode.
There was no Ivy.
There was no Ivy.
You know what? There also was no Maria Menounos. And that was kind of disappointing. We should definitely have Maria Menounos everywhere. She owns this network and she's amazing. Do you guys want to have fun? Do you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life?
Yes.
Of course you do, because you're smart people. For those of you out there who also do, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos feature celebrity influencers, interviews with secrets and tips on how to do better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment when you do. Let Maria know it was us. That means Gotham. You can say our names, too. She knows who we are. But if you want to simplify, you could just say Gotham, that we got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Also, yes, if you would allow me to interject, hello, my name is Anthony here in the booth. Find me everywhere at TonyBTony_. And also, to all the fans out there, if you are fans of DC shows that aren't on the CW and aren't... as in, like, they're prequels, pretty much. You can catch Krypton coming Sunday, this Sunday at 4 p.m. That's actually, and I'm actually going to be one of the panelists along with Stephanie Sabra. So for sure, it's both of us confirmed for 4 p.m. on Sunday for Krypton. And so you've heard my voice, and I'm sure you love my voice, but now you get to see, mug, you know? So
get into that Krypton
tune in.
Yeah, seriously.
That Guggenheim DC universe that you guys love so much, because you're here talking about Gotham, which is the other DC show.
That's not
like, I think it's Krypton and Gotham. Yeah. The rest of them are in that Guggenheim.
And pretty soon, Teen Titans. What?
Okay, I am excited about Teen Titans.
Oh, I'm excited. I talked to one of the writers the other day. I got a lot of stuff on the down low, but everyone should be very excited.
Oh, we were just talking about Sophia. Let's stay on the Sophia thread. Because there's a lot going down with Penguin, Riddler, Wendell. Wendell is that guy's name. Zaz. Freeze came back. The torturer, whose name I couldn't remember, but...
Freeze came back? Zaz came back. I think that's like
a big thing. I was just going to say, like, my main man, murderer, Zaz. What? Like, if Gotham was going to get a spinoff, I just want it to be the story of Zaz. I would do, like, a 100-bullet-style episode of Zaz, definitely, where he gets 100, like, kills he's got to make, and we just see him every episode take down another person.
Or webisode.
All of it.
Yo, summer webisode, though.
I just want to let you guys know that I would be there to watch Zaz kill people 100 different ways.
I would write it.
If you need advice on how those murders should be, I'm here for you. Okay, I want to see an Iron Bull death. If you don't know what it is, look it up. It's gruesome as hell. It's awesome. Like, a flaying would be really dope. Like, just, I want Zazz needs his own show. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I also agree. That. Yeah. I think we're all on board with Zazz getting their own show.
See, we can end Gotham at season 4 and then just give Zazz his own show.
I love it.
We are not there. Sophia tries to get all the people. I don't like how they're using Mr. Freeze. He's kind of an ex machina.
Where they kind of a little bit.
Where they're just like, oh, we need to freeze somebody. Where's the freezy guy?
Bring him out here.
Yeah, he's in the narrows.
But
let's go get him.
He's part of the team, the part of the team, and I think it's important to keep him. And at least they brought him back, and we saw that he's still there. So when something bigger happens, like, and we see him, we're not surprised. Like, oh yeah, like he was still here. You know?
Yeah, but he's not like the member of the team that people like. He's like that member of the team that's like not as popular as everybody else. That's like kind of just there when we need him because, you know, he's the teacher's pet. And when we get in trouble, we, you know, lean on him.
But on Powers, like, he's a formidable villain.
He can be. That's why the team keeps him down, because he's a threat. And
no, I gotta go Steve on this one. Especially if you're like fans of Batman the Animated Series, which has, in my opinion, the best version we ever had of Freeze. Like, Freeze is a vastly complex character who's like lost the love of his life, who's trying to figure out how to, he basically wants everyone to feel nothing so that he can concentrate on just focusing on her.
Mm-hmm. The whole world. I like that depth.
Right? It's beautiful. And it's a really like gorgeous love story wrapped inside a guy who's just slowly destroying himself. Mm. For us not to get like even a glimpse of that, it's a little disappointing.
Yeah. Even the Arnold Schwarzenegger version gave us a glimpse of that story.
Yeah, you got him looking at the
door.
There's
a lot to say about Clooney Batman.
Oh my God, I love it. I was just the right age. Don't judge me.
I love hating that. That's my favorite worst Batman.
Yeah, no, totally. Well,
Batman and Robin.
You get the camp out of it. It's got that 60s vibe. I mean, it's terrible. It's awful. It's but so God, bad. It's so good. I love it.
So bad. I think we're off on a tangent here. We'll come back. I don't know. I don't like how they're using Freeze. I think if they were like kind of gaslighting him in a way, or like the team is misusing him, there's a way to just like have the gun backfire every time you want to just put him in it. Like, put him in a room, but just have the gun backfire and literally freeze him in a corner.
I have a feeling that they're actually going to be using, like, because he just got this money to maybe do some further research on how to get better. So I feel like that's probably the route that they're going to focus on, rather than, like, him being this evil villain. Or maybe that's, like, with the money that he's getting, and maybe that's when the frustration is going to start for him.
I just want to make a correction very quickly, because I'm on one of these shows and I can't believe I did this to myself. So actually, other DC shows, not inside the universe, Lucifer, iZombie, and Black Lightning. At one point, I've been a host on all of these shows, fair. So I don't know what happened. My brain farted, guys. I'm sorry.
That's fair. that happens. I'm still shocked Arrow's a show. I'm not sure that. Oh. I'm still not 100% that that's a thing. And I know Echo. Like, I'm friends with Echo, and I'm still just like, is that still happening?
It is.
Why are you in Toronto, bro? It's in Vancouver, but
it's
whatever.
Fun.
So, with that shade, I think we should jump into some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
So we should jump into the
AfterBuzz TV news.
So, it's been reported unofficially that Gotham is renewed for season 5. I say unofficially because it's unofficial. It's not official yet. Upfronts aren't for like months.
And the official statement has been made, but a chairperson at Fox said Gotham should have a home on Fox. Now, it's sort of cryptic coding, but as you mentioned earlier, this time last year, we didn't know what the hell was happening.
This time last year,
gamble.
This time last year, we were literally having a canceled watch
every day.
Every week we were here, we were like, "So you hear anything?
Maybe?
Did you DM somebody? Did you DM a writer? Like, what do you know?" I think we're in a better place right now to see a season 5 of Gotham than we were this time last year to see a season 4.
Fair. It's in like that complicated stage. We need it to either be in a relationship, like we need them to commit.
Yeah, well, I think it's the length of commitment is probably what they're negotiating. Because
maybe they're scared.
Well, I think they're debating on whether they want to do a full 22, or they want to go like 15 or 12 or whatever would be left to get to 100. Because 100 is, if you get to 100, you syndicate and then you're on TBS every afternoon.
It's a big step,
and that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge step. That's like having a baby. To come back to your analogy.
Yeah.
Nice, guys.
It is. I don't know if I'm ready for a baby.
Zach, you have something.
I do. So we've been speculating about Jerome, and whether or not he's actually the Joker. And so some new photos have surfaced showing him in, like, Joker getup, which I'm feeling. And Carla was, like, all excited. Like, she was having feelings.
Can we not sexualize the Joker? It freaks me out.
He's so, like,
I like the hat.
Is doing it for you?
I like the hat. I like love the glasses. The outfit. I would like to rock the hat.
The wingtips are gorgeous.
Like, okay. Everything about it.
But is he the Joker? Is he not the... Like, they need to stop playing with my...
Said that
but
it was
I
not.
Feel like they're lying to me.
That's totally fair. It's a totally fair statement to say, hey, you've given us almost every iteration of the Joker.
Everything.
And yet you refuse to call him the Joker.
Exactly.
This is so weird. But that it's Gotham, guys. We don't question them. When they say this is what's happening, you just roll with it.
He's not the king. He's not the queen. He's not the king of aces. He is the Joker.
He's Jerome. He's just Jerome. Like, I don't...
Just Jerome.
Also, I don't find anything sexual about these photos at all. That's just me.
Well, you don't like the guys with the guns in the background? No. Doing it for
I feel none of that.
I will counter like, that by saying, like, his power stance.
Yeah.
I'm not into, like, the makeup and the whole getup, but, like, the power stance and, like, I'm in control.
No, no, no.
Like, I'm like, okay, strap me down.
Oh, all right.
It jokes, guys.
The escalation
jokes.
Happens
jokes
so
about
quickly.
The Jokers.
It gives me a nerd boner, but that's...
Harley, calm down.
It gives me a nerd boner, but that's a completely different thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see the Jack version of the Joker in here, you know?
Like,
I'm getting a little
that.
Prince vibe. I would really like it if we had a Purple Rain breakdown.
But I'm not seeing
coat,
scars.
Look at the hat. His scars are gone. I was just going to say, now, to me, that says that we're getting a VAT situation, like an original Joker storyline where... the original Joker, he falls into a vat of chemicals. We do not know what they are. He comes out, bleached skin, red lips, crazy laugh.
Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking maybe it had some healing components, some restorative qualities to it, and that's what we're seeing.
He's going
to
be reborn too?
Also,
but probably the same.
I'm going to give Gotham some credit here, or Gotham's PR department some credit here, Fox's PR department.
Oh, yeah,
some
that was
here.
A total PR move.
Those pictures were everywhere. Could you imagine if if they never use any of that footage and this was all to troll us?
Oh, that would
Can
be
you imagine?
The worst.
That would hate
well
no,
played,
that was a total PR set,
because
that's professional photography. That's not somebody's iPhone in New York.
Yeah, like most of those photos literally had a watermark on them from an actual photographer that was authorized to be on set. Those pictures didn't leak so much as they exist because Fox wanted us to see them.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
we'll find out.
They're playing with our heart.
We get excited about it.
So, real quick with the Bruce and Selena stuff, what are we thinking?
I like so it. Yeah, I'm with Carla.
Good talk.
I mean, we shipped this from the beginning. I don't think anyone has ever not been like Bruce, Selena, Engels, totally. We never shipped Bruce with anyone else because they were all weird. I like Silver St. Cloud. She's dope as hell, but, you know, that girl's trouble. We do not mess with her. And it's been great to see Selena kind of come into her own. We've seen them bicker back and forth about where they're at, what they want to do with their relationship, if they're in a relationship, really.
Yep.
So, you know, some confirmation, some concrete. But my question is, how long does it last? Because, you know, it's Gotham and it's Batman. So,
well, not long.
Yeah.
It's never going to last.
If this lasts more than 3 episodes, I'll be shocked.
Me too.
If this level of consistency and happiness lasts more than 3 episodes.
But, like, I don't know. What do we think with the trouble Selena's gotten herself into? Do we think that's done?
Is it really trouble?
Compared to the rest of the episode we watched, not really.
Is it really shocking for Selena to get herself into a bunch of trouble?
I just feel like these are building blocks for the Selena we all know is coming.
Yeah, I think they're using this to help her grow and be the Catwoman that we've always dreamed of her being.
Also, we got to hear gravelly Batman voice from Lil Wayne today.
Yes.
Lil Wayne did just take the deal. It was like, it was there. It was happening.
It's beautiful.
We're building.
Yeah.
We're building to that. So we got about 2 minutes. We want to get into the predictions.
Yes.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Hello.
Gordon, how long does he stay in the hospital?
Not long.
He'll be
Not
out
long.
By the top of the next episode. If he's still in the hospital when we return next week, shocker.
He'll be on his feet, no wounds by the end of the next week's episode.
How not absolved does he feel that he can't tell the world? That he can't tell the world like he wants to and be the martyr and like that he needs to stay the hero.
He feels bad, but it's going to be okay.
Okay, yeah. I think that's going to drive him to drink, personally.
Yeah, it's.
I think that's going to drive him to drink. It's going to be a whole thing.
Eat him alive.
We talked a lot about Barbara's powers already. We'll get there later. How long till we see Zaz again?
Next episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or I'll be pissed. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Drinking a milkshake.
You can't give it to me and then take it away. I don't play that teasing game.
those drone pictures we saw next week or way later?
Way later.
Way later.
Gotta give it like 3 weeks at least.
Yeah, because next week we see that Selena maybe possibly shoots him.
I think it's not happening. Or it's some type of like all a dream sequence or something. Like, I think
I'm gonna nix that because we've never, Gotham's been around for a while. We've seen them pull a lot of publicity stunts. We've never seen them. They've never teased us with an image and then be like, psych.
Or let me refer. I think it might not be canon. And also, they
so you don't think we'll ever get the pale makeup, or
I think this might be some type of like this
like all, a dream thing, but a, or
like I think
universe.
This might be a dream or an alternate universe or like a. Or, and also Gotham has, there were a lot of religious undertones, I think season 3 or season 2, that they really tightened up from the promo to the episode.
Steve, I don't like your prediction.
Sorry.
Sorry, I actually don't agree with you 100%, but I'm there like 80%. I think there's some truth to what you're saying where it's going to be some type of either augmented reality or like just something only because we don't see the scars on his face. Like he's just too polished and Joker is not polished. Joker is a hot mess. Joker is Courtney Love.
So I'm going to play middle here. We've gotten a lot of hallucinations. A couple of flashbacks with Gordon and his family issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, we're pretty present. So I'm going to say perhaps not a flashback or alternate reality.
But an Ivy?
Maybe
an Ivy dream?
A vision or a dream or something like that. Again, I will be disappointed because I would really like to see.
Yeah.
We've seen the Joker keep rising and changing. Yeah. And so it'd be great for his rebirth to be this form. Now.
Also, Barbara and Lee both seem to have like a haphazard relationship with Jerome. Barbara's the one with powers. Then maybe there's a way Barbara can send him.
She fixes his face like a plastic surgeon.
I was saying Barbara sends him into some weird trance and makes what he sees is he is an army in the streets when actually he's just doing her bidding or
I don't know,
for whatever reason I just don't buy that this is happening straight up.
Okay.
I think they're shooting it, but it's not reality.
I hope it's Carla, but Steven's making a lot of sense.
it does not feel like canon, y'all.
He's gonna die and then she's gonna rebirth him.
Because right now, she's going to know where the...
And then he's going to come out like gorgeous complexion.
Yeah.
Great. Do we have any other predictions at large before we get out of here?
No.
Well, then great. Carla, where can the people find you on all the things?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Belchin. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBelchin or on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end. And actually, next week on Do You Ship, which is a show that I'm hosting, I will be fighting for Gordon and Lee versus the couple from Black Lightning. So if you want to support me.
Oh, Carla, it's about to go down.
Sorry. Girl, bye.
You don't even know their names. You're gonna fail.
Next week on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll be there. I hope you'll be there. And we all know that Gordon and Lee are endgame and they're totally going to go on the next round. So...
I wish you the best of luck. I want to see it in the next round.
Yeah.
I'll be there to not support you. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach. Keep tweeting me all the good Gotham dish. I love it. At Just Plain Zach. Go follow me now.
A couple shout outs from the chat. Zias B. Lou.
Yeah.
Caleb McKillop. Thank you guys for being here and inclusive in this show. Your thoughts are amazing. We appreciate you. I've been Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com and right back here at 9 o'clock for Atlanta. If you're not watching, you're missing out.
Yo, that show.
It's so good.
That show is so good.
If you're into surrealism, woo!
Oh, yeah. I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively. That's at Steve Kaufman. It's KAUFMANN. Also, if you're a wrestling fan, you can go to youtube.com/somethingtowrestle. We're trying to get to 20,000 subscribers. Why am I promoting another podcast? Because I run that YouTube page. It's kind of a thing I do. For Carla Beltran, Zach Peter, Joelle Monique, I'm Steve Kaufman. Thank you, citizens, and have a good night.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later, Gotham.
's herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.